Hello, family. I'm an addict recovering from the disease of addiction, and my name is Modesto. First things first, I'd like to take the time out to thank the God of my understanding for the gift of the moment. And I would like to thank each and every one of you that make my recovery possible a day at a time, because I couldn't do this without you. And I'd like to take the time out to thank the World Convention Programming Committee of Narcotics Anonymous for giving me the privilege and the honor to come here today to share with you. And before I start, there's a usual custom that I do, and that's if you don't mind, and this is not an imposition of any kind, reach out to the person next to you, give them a hug, and say, I'll be there for you. Thank you. And the reason I usually do that when I'm asked to share my strength, my hope, and my experiences of recovery is because spiritual growth, love, and compassion are idle potentials until you share them with another human being. And in order to reach the spirit, you have to come from the spirit. The topic that I was asked to share about is not something that I need to talk about. It's something that I need to be able to apply in my daily life by trying to rely on this program. And I'm talking about trying to rely on the program of Narcotics Anonymous, the one fellowship that I serve. And I need to say that because sometimes we look at faith as being something that is supposed to be always about God. And what I learned about faith is that faith comes from the Latin word, it means fidere. And what it very simply means, it means complete trust, reliance, and dependence. And we all need to go through whatever individual process we need to go through to come to that loving God of our understanding that does not have to be imposed on us because of anyone's dogmatic imperatives. See, I belong to the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. And one of the things that this fellowship has given me hope. And the reason that it has given me hope, it was because it didn't take away my choice. And nobody else imposed their choice on me. I need to remember that sometimes during the process of recovery, things won't always go my way. And that life does not have to be fair. Because if life was fair, Modesto would be in the morgue with a toe tag. Because all my life, whatever I did to do was not to enjoy life, it was to take away life. And I need to say that before I could even speak about faith, I need to speak about the time when I did not have no faith. Not faith in love, not faith in compassion, not faith in understanding, but I've always had some kind of faith, but it was a negative, perverted type of faith. It was the type of faith that had me in the grip of my addiction. It was the type of faith that I believed that killing myself was the way that I supposed to live. It was the type of faith that I believed that when I came to you to cop, that you was going to sell me something that was going to make me feel better. Only to realize that every time I tried to look for happiness in something outside of myself, I was always compromising myself. And as long as I continue to compromise myself, I will never be able to be happy in this world. And I need to know and I need to remember on a daily basis that we're all here right now because of a miracle that has happened and has transcended not only those of us that are here, but those of us that came before us that believed in the oneness and the unity of the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous that has made this miracle possible. We need to remember and be grateful for Narcotics Anonymous, and we need to start clapping our hands because we are a fellowship in our own right. See, the message is hope and the promise is freedom. And freedom from active addiction is more than just freedom from a mere physical substance. See, freedom from active addiction is freedom from my negativity. Freedom from active addiction is knowing that I have a choice today. It's knowing that I don't have to say yes when in my heart I really want to say no. It's knowing that because I have some faith in my life, it does not mean that it is the absence of pain, but it is the presence of God. And that I find that my God manifests itself through the people and the hearts of the recovering addict. That it is not a God that's coming and being manifested in my life through some lightning bolt, because I couldn't handle that and I'll probably OD. See, I need to know that the change is gradual. And that wherever we at in our process of faith, we need to be there. And that we were giving loving steps in this fellowship that improves that condition of our faith. It improves that condition of our faith directly proportioned to our willingness to want to get better, not try to get sicker. See, I could get sicker in recovery. How I get sicker in recovery is by not trusting the people. And it's not so much that I don't trust you, it's sometimes that I mistrust myself. It's sometimes that I'm afraid to get vulnerable and I'm afraid to get honest because I put expectations on the love that I receive and I want to orchestrate the love that I think I'm supposed to have. See, one of the things that I've learned about this concept of love was that for an addict and this addict keeping the focus and the blame on Modesto, for me to love is changes. And I can't honestly say that I feel the same thing for everyone, because not everyone has the same place in my heart. But I need to know that wherever you at in my heart, that if I'm not in a state of gratitude and I'm living out of resentment, I'm close to that door. See, grateful addicts don't use, but resentment will cut at that fiber. And if I'm not living in faith, I'm being faithless. See, one of the things about faith is when I came here to share, originally my topic was it's about change, the 6 and 7 step. And last week I had a call and they said, Modesto, it's about faith. And I want to thank you for having the faith in me to tell me that I could do this, not because you told me that I could do this, but because you put me in a position to either do it or not. And see, a lot of times in my life, the things that happen are not necessarily because I seek them out. They happen because I am put in a position to either live by faith or stay in the pit of despair and live in doubt. Because both of them cannot live side by side. I need to know that in order for me to have found hope, there was a time in my life where I felt hopeless. And there are times in our recovery where we will feel hopeless. There are times in our recovery where people will not understand what we're going through. But we need to understand where we at. And I need to know that in my heart, as a human being, I am doing the best that I could do. Not trying to strive for perfection, but being content with progress. Because if I'm not content with progress, I forget my proper position in life. That is being creation, not creator. I need to know that through my life, I will go through things. And the reason that I will go through things and changes in my life is not so much because I lack faith, but it is to prove my faith. And the way we prove our faith is by surrendering, because there's two elements that are involved in faith. And one of those elements is reliance. Reliance or dependence on whatever is going to see us through. And sometimes what sees us through is not something that we could see. Sometimes what sees us through is something that we feel. See, there's a miracle that goes on in the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous that can't be explained in words. It is the miracle when someone comes up to you, a total stranger, and believes in you and feels your pain without telling you that you're in pain. That loves you where you at, doesn't place you where they want you to be, and they practice the spiritual principle of tolerance. See, that's having faith in each other. See, and I need to know that faith is not an overnight process. That the process of faith is coming to believe. See, and the process of faith, of coming to believe, is when Modesto takes any given steps or actions to achieve and accomplish something, not out of my arrogance, not out of self-sufficiency, but because I believe what I don't understand, that I don't have to understand, because you don't have to understand recovery in order to recover. All I have to do is follow directions. There's a lot of times when we're in here, we just won't feel like we just belong. And any time that I've ever felt that I didn't belong somewhere wasn't because people told me to leave, was because I counted myself out. So I need to know that if I'm feeling during the course of this convention that I'm not being reached out to, well, where is my responsibility to reach out to you? Because, see, this is a two-way street. And when I was talking about reliance, the other part that makes that element of faith possible is that we give commitment. See, Narcotics Anonymous is about commitment. Faith is about commitment. It's about wanting to believe that whatever I'm going through at this moment shall pass as long as I don't try to do it myself. See, part of the process of coming to believe is to believe in the process that makes it believable. What makes this miracle believable is that right now, at this moment, all of us are having our spirit raised. And the reason we're having our spirit raised is not because Modesto is raising anyone else's conscious level. I'm raising my own. See, I need to raise my own, because it's not about pontificating. I can't give you what you don't have, because desire is the seed that you seek when you get to the point when you can't get no further and where the space where you at. We need to allow people to go through their pain, because pain is a part of the recovery process. Pain is a part of growth. Pain is inevitable and suffering is optional, but pain does not have to be the only motivator. Because if I come to believe, I don't have to suffer to get to where you at. I have to believe that you were there before I was. And we need to know that when we see the vulnerability in other addicts and we judge them because we get in contact, not that it's always something that I'm doing. Sometimes I get in contact with the vulnerability of knowing that I am human and that I'm capable of that also. And one of the freedoms that I received in the program of narcotics was the freedom to be able to be myself. Was the freedom to come up and share in front of you, not because this is dress rehearsal, not because I'm going to save anyone, because the bottom line is, if I have a first step in my life, one of the things that I realized about applying a first step in my life was that I was powerless over Modesto. It wasn't that I was going to exert power over you. And see, sometimes when we get to a point where we think that we know everything is when we come up short. The longer that we stay in recovery, the more our experience is in recovery, the more we find out that regardless of how good and how wonderful of a program we profess to be living, we find out that shit happens anyway. And why it happens is because sometimes I need arrogance to be removed from my life. And the best way to remove arrogance is to be humiliated so I can get myself to a prone position and be humble. The process of faith lets Modesto know that I don't need to have the question answered. Then I need to put a period in my life and accept whatever happens. Because if I truly commit myself to the process, it's none of my damn business. Because whatever happens to me during the course of a day is a hell of a lot better than if I made it happen for myself. See, how do I know that I have a third step in my life? It's when I know that I'm in the process of complete surrender. It's when I know that I give you this and I'm not trying to hold on it through it through the corner. You know how we say we turn something over and as soon as the situation comes, we find out it wasn't removed. And it doesn't necessarily need to be removed where it's forgotten, because within that experience, there's something that we need to remember. And what we need to remember is that when something is removed from our life, all it is done is just arrested. I need to know that being in the grip of this disease called addiction is very simply being caught up in a vicious cycle that my best thinking tells me that when I'm in pain, fix myself so I could get some instant gratification and don't want to look at the long-range picture that brings me back to more pain. The nature of an addict, the nature of this addict, is never being satisfied. But through the process of recovery, through the process of believing in the miracle, I find out that I can be content. I need to know that if I'm faced with something, that whatever it is, I'm going to be okay. I was married for 13 and a half years. And I'm in recovery today because I keep my time in the now. Today, I have 6 years and 7 months. And out of this 13 and a half year relationship, 2 weeks ago, after coming from Nova Scotia, Canada, and moving my wife to another state, she told me that she needed time to sort things out. And when I took my inventory, I knew in my heart, and I knew by the way that I lived, that I was the best person that I could possibly be, that I didn't act out. But being the best person that you could possibly be and trying to be true to all of these spiritual principles will not exempt us from pain. What it will do, it will let us know that I don't have to turn nowhere. That I don't have to get on no methadone program and maintain myself. That I don't have to get a relationship and call it a relationship. What it has allowed me to do, it has allowed me to go through the process of waking up and sometimes crying because I miss her. And I miss my child. But it gets to a point where people have to leave each other for whatever reason, and we have to be respectful of that process. Because, see, that process we can't control ourselves. That process is the destiny of time given by God. And I learned how to accept that through the pain, through the tears, and I was able to go to the region where I'm from, the greater New York region, that has given me what I have today. To keeping the doors open for this addict named Modesto. And it allowed me to share my pain. Because through sharing my pain, I have found joy. I need to remember that I am not exempt. That we all get our turn. And if it doesn't happen when we first come around, well, more will be revealed. We need to go through storms in our life to know that there's a life raft out there. We need to remember and put things when we have faith and we live by faith. We need to remember that things do not happen to me. They happen for me. They are an opportunity for growth. They are either a lesson or a blessing. It's what I do with the experience. Am I questioning what happens or am I accepting it? And accepting the truth is not easy. Accepting the truth, as one of my friends said this morning, Khalees, does not need no proof. Because what I've learned about my personal process of recovery, what I have learned about coming to a point in my life where sometimes I'm not as faithful and as full of faith as I would like to be, is that sometimes I don't always have to be there. Sometimes I need to get stepped back so I can step up. There's a lot of us in this fellowship that are afflicted with a whole lot of different things as a result of life on life's terms. And I'm not going to be so arrogant and to say that it happened before we came here, because sometimes it happens when we get here because we share clean and live dirty. When we raise our conscience level and when I raise mine, it's not for you, it's for me. Because if I minimize what I put into my recovery, I will think that I could afford to cancel in on the reservation that brought me here because I think that I've arrived and then I'm looking for an exit. So we don't arrive in here. All we do is we get better because we trust the process. And people's process are their process. And we have to believe in them that we don't have to fix them. That a loving God will express itself in however you believe to bring you to a point where you will believe in the miracle, because the miracle will no longer be coming out of your mouth. The miracle will be exemplified in the way you touch someone. And how you touch someone is not when somebody's looking, it's when somebody's not looking. You don't have to be on dress rehearsal with your recovery. We just have to be there. And we need to be there for each other. Sometimes there's a lot of us that are hurting right now that can't see beyond what we're feeling. But what we're feeling is something that will take us to a point where we have never been if we truly come to believe. Because see, that third step is where I learned what the true meaning of surrender was all about. Because in that third step, what I learned was that surrender in the first step was out of desperation, and that surrender in the third step was out of gratitude. Surrender in the third step was out of gratitude because I saw evidence of the miracle being manifested in people's lives. And you did not hold on to it like when I was out there and you had some good shit. You will let me stay sick before you let me know where you got and caught. So there's a paradox that happens here. And a paradox is just a contradiction. What happens is we find out that the more we give, the more we receive. And that we should not always be in a point of always giving, that we need to be in a point of sometimes being gracious enough to receive accordingly. How many times have people come to us and have given us a compliment and we have not known how to accept that? Because we call it being humble. And in reality, we just don't know what the hell we're feeling because we're backed up. Because I'm not accustomed to anyone telling me something nice. Because I'm accustomed for you to telling me things that I understand, like I ain't worth nothing. And through the process of faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen, I have found peace. Why do we care so much about faith? Why I care so much about faith? It's because faith allows me to be in a proper position to my God. And I'm not ashamed to say that I have a God in my life. I will not name my God, but I know who my God is. And if God is chasing you out of here, well, the disease must be chasing you in here. Who the hell are you going to surrender to? See, I know about pain, and I know how to look at pain and think that it's pleasure. But I don't have to do that today. See, I need to remember that in recovery, that the sky is the limit, that the theme of this convention is hope, and that two things that make up hope is willingness and desire. The desire to long for something that I think and believe that was unreachable. But I see it as a living proof and as a living testimony. And the addicts that are here right now that are not giving up because there's nothing worthwhile giving up for, because either I'm going to choose how to live or I'm going to surrender to die. And I don't believe that some of us have to die so some of us have to live. I believe that some of us live so some of us don't have to die. I don't believe that in my intellect. I believe that in my spirit, because I saw it with the members that were here before I was here and that kept the doors open and had enough faith in their process and in the program of Narcotics Anonymous to know, to have the vision of hope, to know that there were going to be people who were going to come after them and they needed some help also. That's why we're here today. We're here to celebrate the joy of the fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. And I need to say, we don't care how you get here. Get here, stay here, and if you go on a spiritual quest, remember how you was afforded that opportunity. You was afforded that opportunity because of the privilege of membership in the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. Our lives can get full, but they can get full of a whole lot of stuff. But they need to stay nourished. And how they stay nourished is they stay nourished when we care about each other. See, sometimes I have to look at where is my honesty at. Because see, honesty without understanding and compassion is outright hostility. If I'm getting something off my ass, and I'm hurting your ass, there's nothing spiritual about it. Sometimes the best thing that we could do and we could express with another human being is to express silence. Sometimes people don't need the answer. sometimes people just need to know that if they seek that, it's available to them, and let them go through what they're going through, because the 12th step talks about that we cannot deny no addict their pain. And I need to know that when I look at my Narcotics Anonymous coin, I'm talking about a Narcotics Anonymous coin, not a Serenity Prayer coin. I'm talking about the one that this fellowship has a copyright on, that hopefully we're giving in our meetings and nothing else. It says that my gratitude speaks when I care and when I share with others the Narcotics Anonymous way. It says others. It doesn't say other addicts. It says others. We need to remember that we are human beings first who are afflicted with a disease, and it's called addiction. That this is the only place that I know that I could come, that I could be human, and I could be real, and I could be free to be me. And I never was ever able to go anywhere else and felt that kind of love, that kind of compassion, that kind of understanding, that in spite of myself, you have loved me. That in spite of myself, you have always let me know that you embrace me with your heart. That you let me know that I am human. And when I was talking about the situation that had happened to me in my life with my wife, I remember praying. And I remember saying, God, let thy will be done, not mine. And even though in my heart I wanted to pray for something specific, I knew I had 11 steps in my life that told me to pray for only God's will, God's manifestation, not my imposition on something that I wanted conditional. I learned that as a result of living the steps. I just don't work the steps. I try to embrace them and incorporate them in my life. And when I fall short, I don't give up. I keep on going. Because I need to fall short. I need to fall short to know that this journey is not by myself, that my spiritual journey is based on how well am I connected to you. Because it's real easy to be disconnected from those that don't do the things that we want them to do. That we talk about being unconditional only to realize that when I'm unconditional, it's when I don't know about it. When I know about it, I usually have some set of standards with it. I need to know that this weekend, for every one of us, it's going to be an experience. And that each and every one of us right now is exercising faith. We're exercising faith because, as I said, from the definition that I learned of faith, it's about dependence. And right now, we are depending on each other. We are depending on each other to be able to get from each other what we can't give ourselves. Why is that possible? Because we believe. Because we come to believe. It's not that we came in, we come to. We see the evidence happening. There's people right now that are in here and this meeting, and their mind is somewhere else. They need to be there. They need to exercise whatever part of their process is taking them to wherever they need to go. But I need to tell you that if you're stuck there, I'm here for you. I need to let you know that what keeps me in Narcotics Anonymous is recovery without judgment. What keeps me in Narcotics Anonymous is the love. Something that I've always compromised. And I learned it from somebody they took from me. I learned it from the love of an addict. See, I'm grateful to be a proud member of this fellowship, because there's nowhere else that I choose to go. Because if I like pure, where the hell am I going? I don't need to confuse passivity with serenity by finding it somewhere else where they're going to shake my hand and not embrace my spirit. For some of us, what I just said may be offensive. The truth does not offend, the truth compliments. And I need to say that because I know I've been there. And I can only talk about where I've been, because I can't take no one nowhere. It's hard enough trying to take my Puerto Rican butt wherever it is. See, I believe in the oneness of Narcotics Anonymous. And I'm grateful to know that I don't have to walk around and have to be powerless over so many things when I know that the manifestation of all my powerlessness is in one word called addiction. A simple definition of addiction: a deep, blind devotion to an impulsive force that has become more important than any value in my life. Whether it be a chemical, whether it be a woman, whether it be about trying to control someone, exerting power over powerless situations, I know that when I start, I find myself in the grip. And I don't have to worry about starting if I just stop. I need to give myself a break. And I find a break here. And I need to say that sometimes we are not always going to hear everything we want to hear from certain speakers. But we need to remember that the only bad meeting in a Narcotics Anonymous meeting is the meeting that I go in with a closed mind, with a preset agenda of having qualified what the speaker should have said, instead of letting God do God's work and manifest himself through whatever that person may say. Sometimes it's real easy to run out on a cloud of religious zeal and say that people fail me. I need to remember how many times I failed myself. I need to remember, is it faith or is it unrealistic expectations? Am I imposing on you a standard or a quality of life that is unacceptable to me? So that's why I'm not living by it, but I want to give it to you so I can laugh at you. How many times have I in my life put people in a position to fail so I could build myself up by tearing you down? It's real easy to come off on saying that my relationship did not work because my significant other, my wife, doesn't have a 12-step fellowship in her life. What I need to let you know is that for whatever reason it did not work, I do not need to build myself up by tearing her down. I need to commit myself to my responsibilities and take care of my child, because for whatever reason, hopefully through this process, she has found the peace of surrender that she doesn't have to live where she doesn't feel comfortable. How easy it is for me to have that kind of empathy and that kind of understanding with other recovering addicts only to know that when I go home, I'm not willing to work a 10th step on those significant others or those loved ones. Why? Because my concept of love throughout my whole life has been to grab a hostage, be a terrorist, and wonder when you get better, how come I can't take you for granted? These are the things that I'm learning in Narcotics Anonymous a day at a time. The choice is beautiful. See, the process of coming to believe does restore us to sanity. I don't have to do something that I already know the result of what I'm going to do and do it anyway because I'm going to mentally masturbate myself and think that I could fix what's unfixable. The best that I could do is just surrender. And I need to know that if I'm living in faith, that I'm not questioning no one else's. See, one of the things that we need to look at, and it's real clear in the 11th step. In the 11th step, it talks about that things that did not work for you in the past may possibly work for you today. And that we're not going to endorse any specific way because it is an individual journey. It is a private process. But we need to know that we could use whatever we need to use and not feel that if we go here, we're going to be judged. Living by faith is not easy. Knowing that things are going to get better without me having to impose myself on the situation or having to take control of it is not easy. But I do know one thing. I do know that I have a third step in my life. And that when I put that third step in my life, and that when I made that decision to turn my will, my thinking, my life, my day-to-day affairs to the God of my understanding, I gave up the right to question, to complain, or to criticize whatever may happen to me during the course of a day. Because when I surrendered, I stopped fighting Modesto. When I surrendered, I found peace. And we're going to find peace in here, or we're going to find insanity out there. And you don't have to rationalize the pleasure of addiction, because even though sharing problems is necessary for identification, sharing solutions is necessary for recovery. I like to live in the now. And it also means that we don't come into the rooms once the storm passes. We need to come into the rooms while it's still going on. See, there's something that I read and something that I believe. And it says that verily, through every difficulty, we will find relief. And the relief is not found once I go through it. The relief is being felt as I'm going through the situation. Why? Because it is lessening. And see, you have freed me from me today. You have done for me today what I could not do for myself for over 25 years. I could not stand up for myself. I could not believe that my life was worth living. I believed that I would have been better off dead. But I was too afraid to go there. Because deep down inside, there was something that cried out in my heart that I didn't understand. That told me I was worthwhile. And if you're in here, I need to let you know that you're worthwhile. I need to let you know that sometimes, yes, it does get hard, and sometimes we want to give up. But please, if you don't give up, you give me hope, so there's something that I can long for. I need to long for that serenity that you have. I need to know that when I'm going through a difficulty in my life, I could come to you because you have experienced that process and you will help me get through what I'm getting through. I'm getting through what I'm getting through because I know how to talk about it. And we need to be able to feel free to talk about whatever is going on with us. And illness is not an outside issue. Illness is something that affects every one of us. It affects us even though sometimes we may not be the one who has the illness. It affects us because we're the ones who care when obsessive self-centeredness and arrogance creeps into our life that tells us, I want to remember you as you are instead of accepting you as you are. I need to be there when you're going through pain. I need to be there when you're going through joy. I need to be there because Narcotics Anonymous has been there for me. It doesn't mean that sometimes we always have to say yes. Sometimes loving ourselves enough means that we draw boundaries and we're able to say no. Because for so long I said yes when I really wanted to say no. The program of Narcotics Anonymous does not promise us the keys to heaven, but it definitely unlocks the gates of hell. And serenity is the ability to go to bed at night with problems unsolved because we have faith, we have a program, but mainly because we have each other. And faith can't take the sting out of the winds of adversity. I'm an addict, love and respect, and my name is Modesto.